Let's go in there. The Red Dragon. It looks nice.
Fine with me.
What would you like?
For me, a half a pint of lager, please.
Sir? Half a pint of lager and a pint of bitter, please. Here is your half pint. But perhaps you should change to pints.
You're just too lazy to walk to the bar from time to time. And besides, it keeps you fit.
Oh, look, who is here? This is the gentleman I told you about, who helped me out with his phone card this afternoon. This is my wife, Monica, and this is... I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
I'm Ronald Layton, and this is my friend, Lisa.
How do you do? How do you do?
And I'm George. Well, our glasses are more or less empty. What can I get you, Lisa?
Oh, well, I'd like a fresh orange juice, please.
And you, Ronald?
I'm fine, thanks.
No, come on, have one on me.
All right, then. A Tuborg, please.
And you, Monica, another lager?
No, I think I'd like a cider, please. Or a cup of tea, if we could find somewhere to sit.
That will be very difficult, because this place is rather popular and will remain as crowded as it is now.
Oh, I see. Are you from here, then?
Yes, I work in the hospital.
Oh, do you? As a doctor?
Well, yes, I work at the outpatients.
Oh, I bet that must be strenuous.
Well, it is, from time to time.
Ah, there is George with the drinks.
One orange juice, a cider. Where is Ronald?
He's talking to those people over there. They seem to be leaving. Perhaps we'll get a chance to sit down.
What have you got for yourself, there? That's not a bitter.
A pint of stout a day keeps the doctor away.
Look, Ronald is signalling. We can sit down over there.